Hey, you guys. Yes, this is Hit the Streets, episode 4. I recorded this in Grand Park in LA on my birthday weekend. It was at a great day party that happens every year. It is Questlove's tribute to Michael Jackson, and it's a long party, like from 3 to 9, all ages, picnics, just like great. So I got there in the evening. And I danced. I turned around. There were random people I know, my Instagram celebrities, like Janine Daniels, like B. Beautifula. I don't know her real name. Forgive me. But these are people I like. I'm like, you're my Instagram celebrity. And I also saw some people from De La Soul in the crowd, and what was his name? The guy from Portlandia with the glasses. He was standing right behind me, and he was so dope. I'm a big fan, but I never knew his name. But anyways, this show was recorded there, and when I was there, I was like, what should we talk about? What should we talk about that's science-related? And I was like, Michael Jackson, as I see people like breaking out dances from the 1980s, 1990s, just being happy. I was like, memories. Okay, we can do an episode about memories. And I was like, nostalgia. But I finally came up with it. And I was like, okay, let's talk about memories. What are some memory tricks that you guys use in order to recall details or facts, you know? When you're trying to remember things. So I just asked people what they thought, and we went from there. Hey, you guys, it's me, Steph. You know where I'm at. I'm at Kiss and Grind. I'm doing the Hit the Streets, Dope Science Show, Hits the Streets. And the question of the day is, what do you know about memory? Do you have any memory techniques?
I think that my number one memory technique would be to write things down, even in my phone under the notes section, like on iPhone. I have over 500 notes because I'm always writing, like right when I get the thought, I'll write it down. So that's my number one technique. But I set little hints for myself, or things remind me of other things. That always helps.
Do you think that you remember things more clear when you physically write it, or are you actually like typing it in your phone?
You know what? I think it's because it's at my handy, my phone. I can go to it anytime I want, but everything I do write down is often left at home. Even though I've just done that. I looked at my journal where I wrote my notes for things I need to do, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot I have to do all these things because it was tucked away somewhere else. But I think maybe, you know, technology's taken over, so.
But scientists have found that when you want to remember something, it's more effective to move your body because there's such a thing as motor memory.
Okay.
And like, do you remember the dances from the 80s and 90s? Because we are at Kiss and Grind with the Michael Jackson tribute with Questlove, right? You see all these people dancing. How do they remember these moves?
Right. I think it's just like riding a bike. Once you learn those moves, you never forget. I guess that is like, well, what is it? What makes that memory stick with you? So I guess it's just, I don't know, like you said, motor memory, I guess.
Yeah, it's a part of your brain where it's what we call muscle memory. And if you use that technique for anything that you're trying to remember, you associate a movement with it, then you're more likely to remember it. Did you want to give yourself a shout out or introduce yourself at all?
I have an upcoming thing going on with my friend called 11D6. Look for it on Instagram, and I just want to shout her out. That's my best friend, Johanna Dawson. I love her, and thank you for asking me questions.
Thank you so much for being my first guest on the show. Woo! All right, yes, I have a group of awesome people who were so nice to let me come sit with them and ask this question. The question is, so what do you do as a memory trigger? Like if you need to remember something for a test or whatnot, what are some tricks or tips that you do?
So it's Nicholas Giller here, representing Howard University. HU, you know. So memory techniques, my personal things are I like to write things down. That's a good start. Stay organized. Also, I can use, you know, different sorts of techniques and tactics to make sure I can remember birthdays and things, put them into songs, things of that nature. What about you, Andrea?
I use organization. I have planners. I write everything down, write multiple things up until the big test. Study here, study between these hours. Just organization, organization, organization. Yes.
I'll pass. This is remembering stuff, period.
What I usually try to do when I try to remember things is I try to create really good habits. Repetitiveness, is that a word?
Yeah.
If it ain't just created it, this is Michael Martin. Yeah, a lot of good habits. I try to create good routines, positive routines. Yeah. Roderick? One of y'all?
Okay, pause. This is Jessica Huckabee, and I just thought of something. I like to keep a color pad or a notepad on my phone, so when I'm remembering things, I can just write it down real quickly. It's nice, convenient.
Perfect. It's funny because you guys all pretty much do the same thing. You say you all write it down. It's all about organization. Scientists are finding that you're actually more likely to remember something when there's a motor skill associated. So maybe that's why writing, physically writing, is important. So if you're trying to, like, say you're taking a test or something, if there's music that you were dancing to when you were cramming or something like that, you're more likely to remember it. And that's why you'll see an event like this, right? Kiss and Grime, we're at the Michael Jackson tribute, and people are breaking out dances from, like, 1988, right? Like, they didn't forget. Suddenly they know. And we usually refer to it as muscle memory. So if you kind of, you know, remember that next time you're trying to think of something, add some movement to it, and you're more likely to remember. So thank you guys so much for your time and your thoughts. Thank you. And if you want me to send you the episode, I can email it to you, Instagram, whatever, and send it to you. The show's called Hit the Streets and on the Dope Science Show. All right, yes, I have another woman. Tonight's the night of the women so far, so I'm super excited about that. So you guys know the question of the day is, what do you think about memory? Do you have any tips for memory?
Do I have any tips for memory? I just, you know what? I try to stop and look and listen and, like, just pay attention and be in that moment so I can, like, take a picture of it, whatever the experience is, whatever the feeling is, and I hold on to it. Yeah.
What do you use as a trigger? Like, if you want to remember something, do you have any techniques?
I meditate a lot, so I have, like, little tricks where I'll bring myself back to wherever it is, and I'll be like, get that feeling. And so I kind of have a memory box in my head of those, like, my wedding or just being in a place like this where you just feel your memories from your childhood.
That's awesome. So, like, you kind of use nostalgia. Nostalgia.
This brings nostalgia, absolutely. All of it. I mean, and I'm like, you know, I'm of the older Michael Jackson version. So it's nice to hear the whole transition and the old, you know, Janet. It's awesome. Yeah.
But that's interesting that you say you have your triggers and you use, like, almost like mental visualization in order to remember things. And a lot of scientists are starting to look into muscle memory because they found that when people have done something associated with movement, they remember that thing much more clearly. So does that...
You know, it's funny because my very favorite thing to do in the world is dance, because I think that's what brings it to me. I mean, I had knee surgery and I was chair dancing. I mean, and I think that's true. I think that's the purest feeling. It's a feeling tone, not necessarily one specific. It's like a bunch of memories rushing. And you're right, it comes with, yeah, yeah.
Yay, what connection. Awesome, yeah. Well, thank you, Wendy. I so appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was nice to be here with you. And it's Whitney Houston.
Awesome. Thank you. Have fun.
Man, everyone's so awesome to answer all those questions in the middle of the party. It was kind of hard. I was like, Maybe concerts are a hard place to do interviews. But anyways, the article that inspired this conversation is called Better Learning Through Handwriting, and it was published by the University of Stavanger. And I found this article on Science Daily in January 24th, 2011. So it's a little bit old. There are quite a few articles to talk about the advantages of motor memory and how it affects our ability to recall and how it affects our working memory. Working memory is basically the memory that you have when you're trying to recall concepts, names, and is very critical for critical thinking. So I'm just going to read a little bit about this article, and then we will call it a day because we've got things to remember. Okay, so what they did is they wanted to have an experiment. So the experiment was carried out by their research team. That is, they established that different parts of the brain are activated when we read letters we have learned by handwriting from those activated when we recognize letters we have learned through typing on a keyboard. When writing by hand, the movements involved leave a motor memory in the sensory motor part of the brain, which helps us recognize letters. This implies a connection between reading and writing and suggests that the sensory motor system plays a role in the process of visual recognition during reading. So basically they're saying you're more likely to recall and understand these visual letters, like when you're reading a book or anything like that, if you've actually taking notes with your hands or have written the book yourself with your hands, like handwriting. As you guys heard, most of these like people who are like, what do I do for memory? They all talk about writing it down. Other experiments suggest that the brain's Broca's area is discernibly more activated when we read a verb, which is linked to a physical activity. Compared with being read an abstract verb or a verb not associated with an action. So they're saying a portion of your brain is activated when you read something like, I'm jumping, versus he has jumped. This happens when you observe someone doing something, some action. You don't have to do anything yourself. Just hearing about or watching some activity is enough to activate that portion of your brain. Since writing by hand takes longer than typing on a keyboard, the temporal aspect, the touching part, may also influence the learning process, they found. This is part of what they called haptic studies. The term haptic refers to the process of touching and the way in which we communicate by touch, particularly by using our fingers and hands to explore our surroundings. Haptics include both our perceptions when we relate passively to our surroundings and when we move and act. So, very interesting. I would like to expand on this more, but I think that's enough for today. What do you guys do for recall? What do you do when you are studying for an exam? Or what do you do when you've got to remember that important appointment? That such a thing. What I do is I set alarms when I need to remember something. I have triggers or clues when I want to know someone's name. When I'll hear like John, and I'm like, John with the those crazy eyebrows or whatever, some sort of additional characteristic that I associate with his name. When I'm cramming, the movement thing is good. It's really good to like move around when you're looking at flashcards, maybe go on a walk, step side to side, something like that. It helps. And I also tend to sing things or make up little rhymes. That helps me a lot. Well, I hope y'all enjoy your week, and I will talk to y'all soon. Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are the bombest of the bomb. Remember that word? Bomb. Maybe I'm so old. I need some new words. You guys are the littest of the lit. Is that it? All right. Peace.